No thanks. The Stamp Collecting Report, I'm Lloyd DeVries. In the U.S., a person has to be dead 10 years before being honored on a stamp. Other countries don't have that rule. Canada, for instance, is honoring six professional hockey players. All six are expected to attend the ceremony. But a decade allows time for perspective, to evaluate the person's accomplishments and, perhaps, discover any skeletons in the closet. But there's another reason for not honoring a living person on a stamp. What if he or she says, no thanks? That's what happened in Austria, where Nobel Prize winner Elfriede Jelinek told postal authorities she was uncomfortable with the idea of her face on a stamp. She also didn't attend the Nobel ceremonies. The reclusive novelist's best-known work is The Piano Teacher, which became a movie a few years ago. What's strange is that the Austrian Postal Service had already created a design for the stamp and released it to the public. You'd think they would have asked first. And that's Stamp Collecting this week. I'm Lloyd DeVries, CBS News.